是说，就是说当时上班不到很长久，他我的是那个就是，等到工资上去了，接几个队，啊，来接过来队，对，啊，你等会儿都好了。test。Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Estoy Happy New Year. ¿Ah? Oh, tú sí. Cuando me casa, como lo tuve, está todo show, ¿no? Le dan un serio tax. Le dan un matones. Le dan un matones. 东莞的西港就是，啊，行，跟国公你的是不是很
长毛吗？
啊，
长毛吗？
啊，
龙舟人吗？
啊，
龙舟人，
啊，
龙人，
他把他都弄弄这个地方，那单你弄设备，他不是他他不是。내담이모세부타르스타르바세부내담이모세바스세그레스내담이모세부타르스탐
So, 나가준아 said in this fundamental wisdom that liberation is the final, the cessation or the exhaustion of karma and afflictions.
어떻습니까단내다니뭐남도내였을까대다쪼리쪼바니동반이가고있었을까동반이아니지그랬으나조조무지다동안용해디조조간대했을까그랬으나따뜻한테내다니뭐남도내다니뭐남도를때네아니지다아니동안누구야했어근데남버똑바리강래중에서나따
So, liberation is the cessation or exhaustion of karma and the afflictions. And from karma and afflictions, and the whole host of discursive thought arises the suffering. So, and from where did all the afflictions and a whole host of discursive thoughts from what is their root? The root is said to be the elaborations of true existence.
어떻게된대기아니지다된대기좁아지서간대시가고있으면동반이지가고있으면다다다다다
And the elaborations of true existence exhausted or seized by emptiness.
어디는순수다뜬다태가라다조조타바세리다디숭그야네다가는내다니모세바스다는타바세리세리다뜬다이다내다니모세바세리다그이모디아니깨네다가서매바차야지가그직시매바차바지가쓰기가가네조조다뜬다가서 Nyingpo kyeche, ani nyingpo toki, ani nyingpo sebe chachewa, tarpa sehde, yugre soto se soche.
So as I said, liberation is the final, or the cessation, or the exhaustion of all karma and afflictions. Right? So as such, liberation is not something that can arise without putting in the antidote, or it does not arise without a cause. Yeah. So it is through the force of antidote and that one ceases, or exhausts the afflictions. Yeah. And from the exhaustion of the afflictions, then liberation is achieved.
What did the song say? That did not make it, but not done with the chicken, but we got called a credit to Lenin. Yes, done to that. Let the moon be seen with it. But dinner, so to that. Dinner, so to that. Nimon is yes, that you so cheerful. Then you will see with it.
So we circle in cyclic existence. Under the influence, the power of karma and afflictions, and of the two, the primary, the main cause of cyclic existence is the afflictions.
What does it mean? Penata, Tindegi, Anishi, like you, so Nimodi, Anishi, Nimbotok, yes, Anishi, Kasma, Tens Mata, Kasso, like Nimbotok, yes, yes.
It is said that through generating the force of a powerful antidote, then one can reduce the strength of ignorance to the point whereby one no longer freshly accumulate the propelling karma.
What do you say? Anishi, Karsana, Pogi, Nimola, Pogi, Nimbotensi, Pogi, Nimbotensi, Sotobaina, Anishi, not Pinchi, Sosu, Sakasi, Tindesi, Yoba, Naya, Karsana. So the chicken modi, but the machine chabanza, so the tokyo. The metabanza, but Kasana Poki. Then can see tenaya, and call Poki should call it down then tokyo, then a bar, sudden, then a river nash in chance, and you will get to it. It is
well, it is said that through the force of applying a strong antidote, if one is able to reduce the strength or the power of the afflictions to the point that one no longer freshly accumulate propelling karma. So once we have reached such a stage, even though one has already accumulated many of such karma in the past, but because one's affliction has been weakened to that level, so even though those karmas have already been accumulated, because the afflictions that nourish these seeds, the strength of these afflictions are much weaker. So these seeds cannot, bear fruit. The issue is fruition. So the seeds of these karma are likened to rotten or burnt seed, yeah.
What took you to say that? On the Taba said, you don't have the Sugi had a pogita, let on you save it up, sink Chinichina, not on the Taba said, that Motuce, Tabati, but also let on you save it, that sink Chinichina, the Taba said, Tosin, me dies.
So, the point here is that, what is liberation? So liberation has to be understood on the level of consciousness. So it refers essentially to the suchness of one's mind. For liberation is the exhaustion or the cessation of karma and afflictions.
어떠시니? 다 대사 다 되는 말씀 다 대로 내시다. 그러나 내년 세면 타고 왔으니 다 반드시 통보드렸어. 어디 놈이 숨겨야래? 제가 조조 때문에 다 만들어 빼나 빼나 제가 나시기 동안 용해 아니시겠다. 당은 저 선생님 얼른 홍보들 렌사도 아니시겠고 동아리 시신 아니 동아리 규마실 버지 형태에서 자기용에 딱히 간데스 윤발에서가 조조 내게 응급해서
So how do we achieve liberation then? Yeah. So the contaminated, appropriated physical and mental aggregates which we have on the basis of which we experience all the different kinds of suffering such as birth, aging, sickness and death. So it is said that the cause of the appropriated contaminated physical and mental aggregates are karma and afflictions. So the set of the contaminated appropriated physical and mental aggregates is a result of karma. And karma arise from the afflictions.
독신이 다 된대게 아니지가 내 소식 이모디 아니 간대 중간에 쓰나가 다 주민식 남도도 중간에 다 도단이 뒤소가.
So the karma arises from the afflictions. These afflictions which are responsible for the accumulation of karma arise. So the afflictions arise mainly from incorrect mental attention.
Oh, 독신이 다 돈다 되게 다 조조 보기다 된증이 좁아 다 돈다 그래 주민식이 좁아 다 돈다 된증이 좁아 다 돈다 돈다 되게 아 그렇습니다.
Essentially, it is the elaborations of true existence. Yeah. So, from these incorrect mental elaborations, yeah, the elaborations of true existence. Yeah. That is the root of from which the afflictions arise.
독신이 세상 가장 가슴 변하는 저 강사 아니 추 간대시 나요 답보기 지금 나인 누가 와 아니 지금 유대는 여가시다 등기 때문에 등대가시 아니 저 차대시
Well, as discussed before, so whatever that appears to us, be it the person or another phenomenon, how do they appear to us? They appear to us as existing right there from its own side.
독신이 제가 틀린 낭대가 찍고 많았어요. 아니 찍고 낭대가 나시 나 찍고 튕겨가는 죽대면서 아주 진대하시 뭐도 아니 찍고 낭대가 되었으니 아주 실두고요. 아니 지금 낭 속에 등장하는 누가 나와 나신 등장하는 루시아는 소수로 타시옵니다. 아니 대바리는 신대 신대.
Not only do everything appear to us as existing from their own side, we ascend to the appearance. We believe that this is how things exist. Yeah. We fully agree that we believe that. Such is the way of that's how everything exists. Yeah. We are not able to realize that things are just mere appearances.
Yeah. 나와 나신 다 때문에 담바도 좀 큰데 이날 다 지금 소소는 나온 나신 징계에서 아니 대등도다 대발했으니 대등도다 주민시 남도기 학벌 아니 조탁시다 유기 내수를 학벌 조탁시 아니지 약의 차이나 아니 유기 내수를 학벌시 아니 소소이다 남도기 조탁시 아니 자꾸 숙취 게임을 다가 나신 아니지 미덕의 차지나 지금 미덕의 왜 여태 나였다 유기 내수를 학벌시 그러면 남도기다 저 사고를 더 다시 더다고 나신 지지 아니십니까? 아니지 저번 게임 하시 나와도 저번 독신 게임 독신 이번 게임 하시
So the evolution is like this. So whatever object in question, it appears to us as like it's being existing from its own side. Then we ascend to the appearance. We believe that. In reality, that is how it really exists. Yeah. So with that as the basis, then incorrect mental attention comes in, incorrect mental thinking sets in, you know, and exaggerates the reality of the object. Because we have really ascended to the appearance of true existence. We believe that that's how the thing really is, that's the truth. So then, because that's we hold on firmly to the truth, then incorrect thought sets in by exaggerating that object, yeah, beyond what it really is. So let's say if it is a if it is an object in question is something good, then incorrect mental thought exaggerates, you know, its goodness beyond what it actually is. It's likewise for something that is bad. Of course, in general, there are bad things, yeah. But what incorrect mental thought does is it exaggerates the badness of that object beyond what it really is.
What did this? 주민식 넘도이다 안 넘도이다 디네이 띵기 다 유미 게임 다 차단 유미 게임 다 차단 유미 게임 띵기 다 레사비 다 정화되는 죽세다 레사비
So to apprehension of true existence sets the basis upon which then incorrect thinking comes in and exaggerates the object in question. You know, all kinds of exaggerations, all kinds of superimposition sets in. Then that leads to either a very strong attachment, desire, or anger. And then from there, then karma is accumulated.
Yeah.
And because once karma is accumulated, then you know, we have to accumulate with the experience, yeah, the results of karma, which is yeah, basically suffering. So it's said by Nagarjuna, yeah, that the elaborations of true existence are ceased or stopped by emptiness. Yeah. Since the apprehension of true existence is the root of all the problems and suffering. So how does one, what is it that stops this apprehension of true existence? It is none other than emptiness.
Yeah. That 다 shown, 다 소소 나왔던 게 보고 속도도 두고 있어요. ne kazan je 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 ne na so na shin ki bu sam chu ma to se ne kana kaza ta o te wa chu to ju to ma se chu to ju ju yar pe se na ha ta ti na ba te ju ku ti ma kazan je 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 ne na ki bu sam chu ma se to se ta ti ma to se na te na sa bu ta che ani pa ni ta kaza wa se chu to ju ju yar pe se ta ji che ni de chu se ni ma ya te sa bu ta ku ya
ne Well, essentially, apprehension of true existence is grasping at things, or whatever object in question, as being real, yeah, existing from its own side, yeah. So, but we've heard that things and events do not exist from their own side, yeah. So, but this is something that needs to be proved, yeah, isn't it? Something that we have to establish for ourselves. So, for example, if we take the person as an object of inquiry, so if you remember the quotation from the Precious Garden, so the person is not earth, not fire, not wind, and so forth. Yeah. So one can analyze and check whether the person, for example, whether it exists from his own side or not. So in that quotation, Nagarjuna said that the person is not real because it is merely designated in dependence upon the collection of the six elements. So the person is not real because it is merely designated independence upon the six elements. And even the six elements themselves individually are not real because they are merely designated independence upon their own parts. The space element, space itself, is not real, does not exist on its own side. So why is that so? Because space is none other than that which is the mere absence of obstructiveness. So space is that it does not exist on its own side, because what is space is none other than that which is just a mere absence of obstructiveness. Just the mere absence of elements like form. Yeah. And even form itself does not exist from its own side as well. Even name, terms, labels themselves do not exist from their own side.
Or the 本无问题的主管来把拉那你就那些个的帮忙上面当起来但我那秋康的还有但无问题出面都不晒的啦但我下回来你是没有的
So there are many reasonings that harm the very concept of existing from its own side. Yeah. So this is something that we need to prove for ourselves. We need to think about it.
What do you mean? Today, you need to do something. Some of them, na, for that, today, logic, that, quantum, nyaba, ani, today, follow, ani, just like some logic, talk to me, na, for the life, the lo, da, what is it?진단미과찍는거진단뭔가도좀놓쳤나거기다갑자딱자거기다갑자다다치더니딱가와다다치더니뭐지그다음에또시작하고서는숨이야래
So yeah, we need to think about it here and to see to first to understand that there's no such thing as inherent existence.And then to ascertain that, to gain a conviction in that. And this conviction, this ascertainment, a definite understanding, is able to directly counteract apprehension of true existence. Why? Because in such an understanding, in such an ascertainment, in relation to any object in question, it's a way of,its mode of apprehending that object is in direct contradiction to how ignorance apprehends its object. So as such, such an ascertainment of the absence or emptiness of inherent existence is able to directly harm the mode of apprehension of ignorance.
Oh, 독신자장다등등特别到当年特别落落，那你就看到七三年代，那你就看到旁边特别，那你电子时代那个兄弟兄弟在一起，我今天一张啊，十来个多个的压力多个了，那你就讲，等于从就是那个时候啊，后边啊，就是兄弟多的，那他们那时候我什么都做，我读书啊，我什么创业多个了，那你不行，我那就不行，当真了，那你就。修行那个修行下来说，啊，你凭这个来杀都杀不脱，啊，你这来就要把人那样啊，说点这个你梦给，啊，说点不脱，我提什么要的
？So through such to cultivating and increasing the strength of this understanding and ascertainment, especially of the emptiness of inherent existence.So the stronger this ascertainment becomes, the weaker will be the apprehension of a self. Yeah. And it is true, and this is how one progresses onto the paths and grounds. This is how one progresses onto them, and how one progresses through them. Yeah. So then when one reaches the path of preparation, one realizes emptiness, via a generic image, then when one reaches the path of seeing, one sees the truth directly, sees emptiness directly, and at this point in time, because of one's realization of emptiness, direct realization of emptiness, one's apprehension of the self becomes weakened to the point whereby it can no longer it can no longer give rise to afflictions that will lead one to accumulate a fresh projecting karma.
Oh, today's today, ma, next day, today, today, Muslim, today, Lord, today, two days, two days, two days, why not? Ah, next, pagi, kasar. Ah, next, niatan, nyamu. Ah, next, zawa, setulis.그러면 내가 없어 돈이 또 뭐 어디야 그냥 공짜다 아니 지금 기대에 떡이 아니 보겠다 내가 너무 싸워니 아니 내가 소중해지 용돈해지 재산다 이로 마음이 있습니다 탈바 쓰입니다 도통해지 어떤 없이 할 수 없습니다
And then on the path of meditation through familiarizing oneself over and over again with this mind that directly perceives emptiness, then there will come a time where one can eliminate completely all karma and affliction. Yeah. And when one does that, and one achieves a liberation, yeah. So then that's the path of no more learning. So this is basically how one progresses, yeah, on the path, yeah. So it is very important really to gain an understanding of all these points, yeah, to really understand, think and understand. Yeah. So to think and come to understand for yourself how you suffer in samsara, how you circle in samsara over and over again due to your own karma and afflictions. Then you have to see and come to understand for yourself how your ignorance, your apprehension of self is the root of all your problems. And then in particular, you have to see for yourself, prove to yourself, understand why is it that the realization of emptiness can liberate you from your own grasping at the self. How is it that your own understanding of emptiness can harm your ignorance? Yeah. So when you are able to see this, all this for yourself, you really can see it and feel it. Then you know, you can understand the possibility of liberation. And you can then also come to understand that there's nobody except the Buddha who has taught this whole path. Yeah. And in particular, we talk about dependent arising. Yeah. And then when you see all this, then you really be able to develop a faith in the Buddha's teachings that is acquired through seeing the point, through reason.
Yeah.
So if we think well on all these various points I've just brought up and think and come to understand well, then one comes to also understand well what the three jewels are. And in particular, when we talk about three jewels, we're talking about the resultant three jewels. We're talking about that which what we can achieve ourselves. We come to understand that, you know, it is something that we ourselves can achieve, something that can happen to us in our minds, yeah. So that is important, yeah.
Tak jumpa, tak tidak kuasa. Tiada jumpa, tak kalau saya sembilan puluh sembilan tahun, saya kembali sini, bukanlah tu dia. Tidak ingin tidak, tak ramai jula. Tiada lupa ya, tak pernah tumpang ini kuasa, nak 땅원에 그게 지금 된지 새로운 이마 아니 지금 된지 럼내시 이마 지금 통해 들어가나 원에 지금 다 랑기 규나 지금 다 지금 누가 여보시 때 시트고 그만 밭도 밭이고 다 탑도 나니 생겨나시 여사와 세세 또 밭이기 중에서 감도시는 분야에서 어떻게 통해서 지금 제가 왔겠어서 아니 지금 다 규제티 내에 통통해 아니 감도시는 분야에서 어떻게 내가 왔겠어서 어떻게 시
So if we can see for ourselves how the apprehension of true existence is the real harm doer, and that how it can be destroyed, then we can see the possibility of achieving freedom from all suffering for ourselves here. And what makes all this possible? All this is made possible because it is said that we possess the potential to achieve such an understanding, such a liberation, and we have it right there in our being. So our minds are said to be in the nature of clear light. Whether you call it the clear light nature of the mind or the Tathagata essence or the basic constituent. This is what gives somebody any chance or hope for liberation.
어떻습니까? 제자다, 변하다, 다음에 또 로세다, 이제 세대다, 또 이제 쇼트죠, 다 생기면 된 세대, 아니 지금다. 어디, 아니 지금 벌써 하나, 거기 지금 겁나? 아니, 양양도다, 공방한 게야, 권해 것도 배야지, 숨겨야 어다 변하다 변하 류기 연대 세대 따고 체념하면서 가족이다 장바에는 또 체념하시 탐에도 배에 나가래 변하 류기 변하 류기 때다 누나 때다 중다 체험하고 있는 거다 가족 때문에 또 체념하시면서 아니 탐에도 배에지 역할을 생기 연대 세대 탐에하시 그거 어떻습니까 말이 좋아라 때네 좋아 치마리 망대 앞에 들어야지 숨겨
So, mental qualities such as the mind that sees selflessness, compassion, such mental qualities are said to be able to, you know, increase limitlessly, unlike physical qualities. So qualities that are such as physical qualities are said to possess a limit. Of course one can train to increase one's physical qualities, but physical qualities are said to have a limit. There's only so much you can do in relation to something that's physical, yeah. There's only so much you can do. You cannot increase those characteristics or qualities indefinitely and limitlessly. Yeah. But mental qualities are said to possess that, you know, nature of being able to, you know, develop, limitlessly. And it is also said that mental qualities, once developed, they can increase, and more and more, without additional effort. So that's the difference, yeah, between physical and mental qualities. So it is said, yeah.
Oh, 도시네. 다긴 충족이 되나요? 그 남산지, 맞지? 그래서 말하면서 깔렸다고 하시 지금 충전이 최신 남산대 기토비시 다 생긴 뜻에 대해서
So mental qualities are such that once they are developed in the mind all you need is a small condition and they can act as a catalyst then that mental quality can manifest can arise in the mind and without putting in a lot of effort to make it arise. Yeah.
독신이 다 된다 변하다 독신이 다 야 되는 수행도 갈아 변하다 사방분이 무슨 말이다 집어버렸다 근데 망고 연구해야래 아 나야 진짜 좋아 배설은 또 구구해야래 구름은 또 구구해 좋아도 또 구구해야 그래 봐 아 구름은 또 구구해 나야 다 그 변하다 산 제차도 갈아 한 말로 가서 배설은 또 구구만 아 손기 주고 쓰면 좋았다 소소 로발람이 내각이 다 몰랑다 투티 되게 아니시다 툴라 때는 용수죠 주민 누가라 대소를 뜨고 꾸룡을 뜨고 어디 쓰고
So the qualities achieved from the paths and grounds, those qualities still require some effort for their arisal. Primarily, they still require motivation, even all the way up to the 10th ground. But once enlightenment is achieved, there's no more motivation. All the activities of Buddha are said to be spontaneous in that they arise primarily due to the power of the prayers that were made while on the path. So after achieving enlightenment, the power of prayer aspiration is completed. So as such, then all the spontaneous, effortless activities of the Buddha arises due to the power of those, the power of these completed prayers. Well, it is said that the Buddha's enlightened activities engage sentient beings uninterruptedly forever until the end of time, until the end of samsara, until samsara is until there are no more sentient beings. So it is said. It is said that the Buddha's enlightened, spontaneous enlightened activities are likened to the reflections on the mirror. You don't need reflections appear on the surface of the mirror as it is, just like that, without any effort. Right?
어디 숨어래? 아 소소기 내가도 나 배설을 뜨고 마시 어디 숨어래? 저 산에 배설을 뜨고 마시 어디 숨어래?
So it is said that while one is still on the path, when one is a non-Buddha, one still needs effort. Yeah, there's effort or motivation required to do something. Buddha does not have he does not need to motivate. It's effortless, his activities. And the Buddha is someone who has fulfilled both the aims of himself and the aims of others. That's verse number 5.
Just why? The much is learning to sing again. Don't can't tell them about this. To need them Sunday means that the show was chicken, that Sunday would you take care of them once in a summer.
So verse number 5 talks about the 8 qualities of Buddha jewel.
어떻게 가서 다티 배자 가서 수차례 다티나네 가서네 다 흉기 주고 와서 쏘다 때 마치아 왔을 때 다 다시 남다기다 뭐 육순 거래 다 흉기 주고 와서 너무 남다기다 뭐 육순 다 흉기 주고 와서 쏘쏘 다 신기도 흉기 주고 와라 쏘쏘 잭치에디 다 집에 치고 하래 바로 왔다 너무 집에 치고 너무 집에 탐제 빵에도 가라 다 안에 지금 보기 흉기 주고 유대는 세대 육토베지
So the Buddhahood has a quality of being uncompounded that is referring to the factor of natural purity, which is nature body, and the quality of being spontaneous is referring to the factor of adventitious purity, which is a nature body. What prevents spontaneity is basically the obscurations. Yeah. So, because the Buddha is free of obscurations, yeah? So when one is free of obscurations, then one is spontaneous.
어떻게 다 돈다 다 뒤가 맞지 거예요. 다 저거 가서는 흉기 주고 갔다기 시간은 싫어. 그러나 심지어 저기 그러나 사 당번에 집에 가지다 사실 잠시 삼아 진짜야 신기 좀 맨날 흉기도 치더구요. 돈다니 가르렸으나 건조기로 다룡 아니지 땐데 야라 중가 시대기 때문에 땐데 야라 중에 뜨죠 아니 빵야 말했어 어디 숨도 안
So the even the bodhisattvas on the first to the tenth ground are not able to work spontaneously and effortlessly for sentient beings because it is said that they possess the factors of the 12 links that are included in the knowledge of obscurations.
또신다는
So when we talk about the 12 links of dependent origination, generally the presentation is made from the perspective of the afflictions. Yeah. But there is also an explanation of the 12 links from the perspective of looking at it from the angle of knowledge obscurations. Yeah.
독신이 다 돈다 뜻으로래 다 대장 다 돈도 사반에 내래 사람들이 팀코래 삼매기 내 삼매기 내대 오늘 몽치기 아니 시드비 좋아 참을 다 돈다 어떻게 된게 아니 지금 시드비 좋아 참을 꾼에 랑체 다 돈다 뜻 다 가서래 거기 내 참을 꾼에 몽치 다 돈다 뜻 삼매기 내 사이기 아니 꿈 참을 때 유비하래 다 뜻
So there is something called uncontaminated karma. The thing that motivates uncontaminated karma is the subtle knowledge obscurations. So, the subtle knowledge obscurations motivate the accumulation of pure karma, and then through that, then these bodhisattva superiors undergo what we call the inconceivable transference of death.
시드비드베한테
so the Bodhisattva superiors say to undergo what we call the inconceivable transference of death. Of course, in relation to you know having a body which is the nature or what we call mental body. So anyway, in relation to this, there's an explanation of there's a way of explaining the 12 links in relation to these beings who accumulate pure karma.
어떻습니까? 어떻습니까? 도다이 때렸다. 감사합니다. 거기 아니 배멜론 그 두가 아니 진짜 저희 차고 배멜론 그 두가 나 도다이 때렸다. 시루기 되면 다 대단한 주민들의 봉고기하는 재산다. 제 봉에 대한 선임도 있고요. 그렇습니다. 다시 이제 배멜론 그 두가 세대 다 됐다. 거기도 너무 남다이 차주였다. 모이고 세대 통과했습니다.
So in order to do spontaneous effortless work for the sentient beings, one must abandon the 12 links that are included in the knowledge or obscuration. Yeah. So as such, only Buddhas can do it. Yeah. So in order to do that, then one has to achieve the nature truth body, which is a factor of adventitious purity.
어떻습니까? 드라마 안 했으니까 가수와 다시 신지증이 똑같이 내봐 세가상 뜻이는 없으래 다 산재기 안 했으니까 다 가상 강중이 실수에 나시네 안 했으니까 거기다 서치면 다 균대 파지는 내가 없어 냠벌 샤시 냠샤 딩하가 안 했으니까 안 산재기 고방 모두 제가 숨으셔래 아 돈이나 냠벌 샤시면 나네 안 했으니까 산재기 고방 터베 어떻게 숨으셔래 딩하가 없다 대로디 다 동방이 모습이 또 별로 차야 다 지 대로 동방이 모습이 또 별로디 아니 신기 아니 지 다 동 똑같아서 근데 아니 시다 없이 주어지 똑같이 하면서 아니 소소 그런 시기 리포트 좀 권하는 것 같아서 좀 소해.
So the Buddha, the Buddha jewel also possessed the quality of not being realized through the course of others, because how does one move from being from being a sentient being in the very last moment of an existence as a sentient being, how does one move to the next moment as a Buddha? So that achievement is done within meditative equipoise. Yeah, yeah. So within meditative equipoise, during the end of the continuum of a sentient being, within the meditative equipoise, directly focusing on emptiness, then one transfers to the path of no more learning. One becomes a Buddha, yeah. And one does that oneself, yeah, without having to rely on anyone else.
Oh, Tuxine, that Tessin, that Toda T. Tambusundi, that the Masses Lumi Singi, Tongi, say, so, that don't shine, Bala, that Rantung, you dancing, that Toda, that Rantung, Shane, Shinko, that.
So the first three qualities of being uncompounded, spontaneous, and not being realized through the course and the aura of others is presented mainly from the perspective of having achieved one's own purpose, one's own aims.
제외인데 누베인데 세이다 다 이순리 다 신도기다 신도 무슨 조마치 유인데 나 만두셨으면
시제 녹형과 김바라
자와 안 누바시다 김
투니
자다 누바데스다 순도 김베인데 제외인데 누베인데
And then the following qualities of knowledge, mercy, and power are qualities related to the fulfillment of the aims of others.
So, So, the Shindig and Shakwe, the Kalisma, so, Chitawa, Chimbe Toki, Aniti, Zawayuma, Zawa Toki, but Nubayuma, not the Tati. So, put it up, Zawa, the Nubayuma, Chitawa, Chimbe, Shikichi, the Toki.
Shiva, Shiva, the Ginibaro,
Chamba said,
Kimbaro,
Chamba said, Ginibaro, Chamba said, 다 진입을 참바디 다 보고 신도나무 샤야디 조조 가르쳐나 보고 자와 용해디 자와 용해디 치다와 캠베 돈이 있고 디 시시 치다와 참바디 시시에서 다 자와 용해시다 제자 다 치다와 참바디 제외는 보고 신도나무 샤바디 숨을 숨을
캠바디 진입을 시바로
진입을 시바치
치디
그래서나
제와
신도는 샤르와
신도는
신도 샤고야도 굉장히 가르쳤으나 다들 진입과 침배 떡기 다 자와 용하시
진입밖에 못 So then knowledge here knowledge the quality of knowledge here refers to the Buddha's quality of knowing all conventionalities And the qualities of mercy and power, power is rising from mercy. These are qualities that fulfills the aims of others. And such qualities arise because of the Buddha's knowledge of conventionalities. So knowledge here the Buddha's quality of knowledge, he knows all conventionalities, and also here, the Buddha knows the existence of the Tathagata essence in the continuum of every sentient being, and as such, from that, the Buddha has mercy.
어디들으셔?
So, you know, the Buddha perceives basically the two truths directly. He perceives the ultimate nature of all things and events, how they exist ultimately, the ultimate nature. He also perceives all conventionalities. So, the earlier the knowledge of how things exist. The ultimate nature of his knowledge of the ultimate nature of all things is put under or discussed as something having to do with the fulfillment of his own aims, and his knowledge or his understanding of conventionalities is discussed as in relation to the fulfillment. Of the aims of others, yeah.
You follow? Huh? That got chewed up on the top, isn't it? Huh? Okay. 让对面有点松，心对面有点松，什么下的嘛？我们有点接长度高了，嗯。 아니 숨숨숨 아니 되네 남기 좀 신이 좀 숨자래 당배는 진척이 막 진이 당배는 진척이 막 그 당보 숨기 막 심한 숨기 신경
샤는 막 So the first three qualities of being uncompounded, spontaneous, and not being realized through the course of others is put under the fulfillment of one's aims. The qualities of knowledge, mercy, and power are put under the fulfillment of the aims of others, isn't it? Well, if you accept that, then if somebody asks you, why is it that the Buddha's understanding of the ultimate nature of all things and events is classed under the fulfillment of his own aims and not the fulfillment of aims of others, then what are you going to say?
Okay, never mind. Your question asked, huh? I'm going to read the next one. That's your control. Sanjay control, Sabi. That's your right.
So, yep, that's about it for the Buddha jewel. If you have any questions about Buddha, you may ask, yep, now. Okay, anyway, verse 9. That's talking about the Dharma jewel, and there is the true cessation and true path. Okay, so obeisance to the Son of Excellent Doctrine, not existent and not analyzable as other than existent and non-existent, devoid of description, known by oneself individually, quiescent. So up to here, that's a description of talking about true cessation, and then everything else related to true path, undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom, entirely. So undefiled, illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom, entirely destroying desire, hatred, and obscuration with respect to all objects of observation. Yeah.
어떻게 다 돈다 디값라 되네 다 돈다 거기 다 저기 타실 차원 쓰이지 다 돈다 디수고야 다 돈다 다고 다 돈다 거기 라신기 다 돈다 라신 나버 타기 고바 세게 다 돈다 라신 남타기 고바 세게 다 다시 타실 차원을 썼듯이 쓰는데
맞다 So the true cessation that is a purity of true cessation that's a natural purity is free from the four extremes of permanence and annihilation. So if you analyze the four possibilities or extremes of between permanence and annihilation, that they are found to not exist inherently. There isn't such a thing as an inherently existent non-dependence. That constitutes the extreme of permanence.
단예도 안에서 치바 친미도 바 단예도 치바 친미도 바 단예도 몇 번 안에서 바 친바 미 세도 단예도 몇 번 안에서 바 친바 미 And
asserting that things do not function conventionally, to assert that things do not function conventionally is to assert extreme of annihilation. Such a thing does not exist. Things do function conventionally. So these two are not inherently existent. And that which is not those two also do not exist inherently. So these are the four extremes. So no matter how you analyze these four extremes, you will not be able to find something that exists inherently. Yeah. So here we are talking about the true cessation, which is a natural purity. In that when you analyze the four extremes, no matter how, you will not be able to point out something that is inherently existent. And such a true cessation, which is a natural purity, cannot be described with using words, terms, language. So as such, it is devoid of description. So such a true cessation, which is a true cessation that is a natural purity, cannot be described with words, using your language. It can only be known by oneself individually. That means it can only be known by a mind. You can only be experienced or known by a mind for which all dualistic appearance has subsided. So the verse starts with a description or talking about the four extremes. Here we are talking about the true cessation that is a natural purity, right? So that it is not non-existent, non-existent and not analyzable as other than existent and non-existent. Here we are talking about the entity of the object. The object in question here is the true cessation that is a natural purity. Its entity is nature, is that. Then when you talk about this from the perspective of the mind that realizes it, then it is said to be something that is devoid of description, for it is known by oneself individually. Such a true cessation as a natural purity can only be known by the mind for which all dualistic appearances has subsided. Then quiescent, is talking about the true cessation, which is a purity of adventitious stains.
So 로봇도 시황 세지 수냐 따다.
So
딱 너무 쉬워 있지 말이야. 딱 동아기 자와디 내다 이제 내 아니 제야 딱 가서 시황을 시키다. 아니 지금 你目的要做出名是的，地不能让的，他懂得用点心，他懂得因，他了当你出名能做的少吧？那你既然喜欢喜欢谁是的，他提给他如果就不怕谁输没有了。
So earlier we talked about how karma and afflictions are the root of all the all cyclic existence, right? The problem from which cyclic existence arises. So the karma arises from the afflictions, and afflictions arises from basically incorrect thinking. So all of these causes of cyclic existence have already been pacified. And so as such, it is quiescent. And here, it is, we're still talking about true cessation, but it is the true cessation that is the purity of adventitious stains.
Tonda Shiva said it is Sumiata, Tonda Intenta, Ledan, Anishita, Nimotu, Dancing, Anishita, Tonda, the Hingel of Soma, Nishu. That Jump is Channel, that Lubunata, you could ask for tea channel soon.
So, quiescent or pacified, they're talking about that factor of purity of adventitious stains, which comes from the pacification or the destruction of the apprehension of true existence, incorrect mental attention, afflictions, and so forth, yeah, the causes of cyclic existence.
Yeah.
So undefiled here, now we are talking about true path. Yeah, this undefiled here referring to the undefiled, the stainless the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness.
Yeah.
And such a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness is said to possess the light rays of wisdom. And such a wisdom has thoroughly destroyed desire, hatred, and obscuration with respect to all objects of observation. Yeah. So earlier we talked about how the incorrect thinking or gives rise to all the different afflictions, right? Like superimposing qualities beyond what actually beyond what the object actually perceives, yeah? Thus giving rise to desire and hatred and so forth. So the quality of undefiled or stainless, yeah, is spoken of from the perspective of the factor of purity, in that that wisdom is free or is purified of any of the respective or obscurations. So as such, it's stainless or undefiled. So undefiled is a quality of purity. Then being that wisdom being illumined with the light rays of exalted wisdom is the quality of clarity. And such a wisdom can act as an antidote to the afflictions of desire, hatred, and bewilderment or obscuration which arises from incorrect thinking. And the next verse, the list talks about the eight qualities of the Dharma Jewel. So due to being unthinkable, without the two, without conceptions, pure, clear, and antidotal, the doctrine that is, that which is, and that by which there is, the state devoid of passions, having the character of the two truths. So earlier we talked about how, you know, that true cessation, which is the natural purity, you know, being devoid of the four extremes, yeah. So that is something that is beyond the mind, unthinkable. Yeah. Without the two. Without the two, mere means is without any of the karma or end of and afflictions.
Toxic,
Without conception here means without the conception of true existence.
What is it?
Then, the quality of being pure, clear, and antidotal. Here, we're talking about the qualities of the true path. So, these are is of up to antidotal. We have six qualities. The true path and true cessation, although the earlier these six qualities are really talking about true path and true cessation, but if you enumerate true path and true cessation separately, then you have the equalities. So the first three qualities are subsumed within the true cessation, and the next three qualities are subsumed within the true path.
What was it that in it? Did it talk us in the touch of that? Not you got the bad means in the touch of it, but did she say? The bad sheep had any doing the valor? The bad me, mama, I'm just chugging about that. Couldn't even chuck.
So the four truths, the four noble truths, can be included or subsumed within the two truths here. The truth of the thoroughly afflicted class, and the truth of the class thoroughly afflicted class, and the truth of the complete purified class.
What was in the shop? That was in Tatian, Tatima, Chapter of Summon, Chapter in Cobot and Nugget, and that Tabby took the inches in that I can in this museum. Richie Charles, the Pinaba, and his Jake, Downing, Chicken, Jimmy, Chicken, Public in the Sunny. She met Tom, she met Tom, and the Tossosun.
So then verses 11 and 12, this devoid of passions is included within true cessations and paths respectively. Those are also to be known by way of three qualities each. It is unthinkable because of being unanalyzable, inexpressible, and known by superiors due to being quiescent. It is without the two, and it's without conceptions, the three, purity, and so forth, like the sun. So that's okay. Now we finish with the Dharma Jewel. So if you have any questions about the Dharma Jewel, we have a few minutes.
Sorry, Ken Nobushi. Can I answer just now the question you're asking? The just now you're asking about why the knowledge of ultimate truth only help Buddha and does not help sentient being. I just try to answer that. I don't know whether. Okay, can it refer to the wisdom realizing emptiness during the time when the Bodhisattva? Can you refer to the wisdom realizing emptiness during the last moment of a sentient being? Therefore, the knowledge of ultimate truth only helps him to overcome knowledge obscuration. Therefore, it doesn't help sentient beings.
Answer for?
The knowledge of ultimate truth.
What was the question?
Just now, your question was, why the knowledge of ultimate truth does not help sentient beings, but knowledge of...
Ultimate truth?
Sorry?
What?
His understanding of the... his knowledge of ultimate truth does not benefit sentient beings. I'm trying to answer that. Yeah, that's the question, right? Because the knowledge of conventional truth resulted in power and mercy, and therefore it benefits sentient beings. Then why the knowledge, his knowledge of ultimate truth does not benefit sentient beings? That was your question, right?
I cannot ask that. Just Buddha can benefit. I cannot ask that.
The question was, in the text, those qualities or whatever qualities or basically the knowledge of our ultimate nature of things, yeah, that is classed under fulfillment of one's aim, whereas the quality of knowledge is classed under the fulfillment of aims of others. Okay. Why is that, and why can't it be the other way around? That was the question.
What do you mean by one can't be the other?
Why?
Well, another way of putting it is that why can't the quality of knowledge be included under the aims of oneself?
Because the knowledge here only refers to his knowledge of conventional truth. It does not include knowledge of his understanding of ultimate truth.
Another way of putting it is, why can't the Buddha's knowledge of how things actually exist, their final nature, why is it classed as under the fulfillment of his own aims? What's wrong if you class that understanding of the ultimate nature of phenomena as the fulfillment of aims of others? What's wrong? Why can't it be done? Can it be done that way? Yeah, no matter how, this is two different ways of phrasing basically essentially the same thing.
Because my understanding is the knowledge of him understanding ultimate truth without an nature truth body, which is Dharmakaya. Right? And that doesn't benefit sentient being directly. Also, the knowledge of understanding ultimate truth, I read it as the wisdom realizing emptiness to purify his own defilement. So that is for, that knowledge is for his own benefit to become Buddha, therefore it doesn't benefit sentient beings, right? Another question, you have been asking us to think about the 12 link of dependent arising in last few modules, yeah? And tonight we heard about the 12 link of dependent arising can be used to explain the how the Bodhisattvas suffer from his That is a different 12 link, yeah? This 12 link is not that 12 link, right? Correct? It's another 12 link. It has nothing to do with samsara.
I didn't say Vrijisattva suffer.
No, there was a question asked, right? Does the Bodhisattva superior still has any of the 12 link, right? So tonight you say that 12 link can be used to explain how a Bodhisattva up to 10 grounds still suffer from, not say suffer, sorry, still has the knowledge obscuration, yeah, and due to that, it has uncontaminated karma and resulted in inconceivable cycle of death, yeah. So I'm saying that tonight, the 12 link you're talking about has nothing to do with the 12 link that we use to explain samsara, correct?
Yeah.
We will finish with the Sangha jewel in the next lesson, and then we will then continue on with the on to the, could say, the main topic here.
Question just asked one more. If not, we'll stop here.
Regarding the, earlier you were talking about the 12 link, right, for Bodhisattva superior, right? From my understanding is that for superior being, they no longer have the ignorant knot of the first link. So seems like today you are saying that they still have the 12 link. Yeah. So can you clarify on that?
Listening. Maybe I'm not listening well.
My understanding is that you were saying that it has nothing to do with the 12 link, but still it seems like they still have another 12 link, right?
The 12 links is usually spoken of in the context of how someone circles in cyclic existence under the power of karma and afflictions, motivated by ignorance, one accumulates karma, and so forth, and so forth. So one circles in cyclic existence under the power of afflictions primarily, isn't it? But the earlier discussion of the 12 links in relation to the Bodhisattva superiors is not that, yeah? So here, the discussion of the 12 links that is included within the knowledge obscurations, yeah. It's not talking about how sentient beings circle in cyclic existence under the power of karma and afflictions, yeah. Here we're talking about the set of the links that are in relation to Bodhisattva superiors, yeah. That's where the, you know, you've heard of the term, the levels or the predispositions of ignorance. Okay, so anyway, motivated by the subtle knowledge obscurations, then they accumulate pure karma, then they take on the mental body, and then with the mental body, they experience, they undergo the inconceivable transference of death. Yeah. So, Bodhisattva superiors, they do not have true suffering. Unlike ordinary sentient, other sentient beings who circle in cyclic existence under the power of karma and afflictions. Here, Bodhisattva superiors, although they possess a mental body, right? They do not have true suffering. But this mental body undergoes birth and death. So the Bodhisattva superiors, although they undergo birth and death, but this, the experience of birth and death is not the result of karma and afflictions, but rather they take on a mental body due to pure karma. And with this mental body, they experience the inconceivable transference of death. So when the Bodhisattva superior becomes a Buddha, then he no longer has mental body, right? He no longer undergoes inconceivable transference of death, for he has pacified the 12 links that is included within the subtle knowledge obscurations. As such, it is quiescent, is pacified. So prior to becoming a Buddha, Bodhisattva superiors, although they do work for sentient beings, but their work for sentient beings require effort and motivation. When the Bodhisattva superior becomes a Buddha, his work for activities and work for the sentient beings becomes spontaneous and effortless. Does the Buddha accumulate karma?
That's the question. Huh? No? Buddha don't create good karma? Buddha give charity to other sentient beings, Buddha doesn't create good karma. I'm asking question. Buddha give charity to other sentient beings, Buddha create good karma. Huh? Okay, stop here, huh?
Okay. Sāshī bhaiyajīshī mēdā tāṁ rādhī shīnī dēgāṁ bādhī sāṅgī shīntū mēdē bhū Chūpa nāndā shīngā chāvā shū yīdāṁ pūrāṁ mēdā vā yātāyāṁ gyāvā